Listen, let's not go overboard. We don't get along with our mothers all the time. I mean, yes, they're great and all that, but sometimes they come into your room without knocking. Sometimes they make food and they're upset if you don't like it. My mother used to complain all the time that she was not going to make 6 separate meals for each of us. And that if we didn't like it, we could find cereal in the kitchen. But here is the thing about mothers that I do recognize and want to say, which is, historians talk about the fact that it's only in recent years that historians began to take their meals in the kitchen. And what they mean by that is, they used to write only about men and kings and warriors, and they all of a sudden realized that so much of history happens in the kitchen and in a child's bedroom and in the cradle. And that for so many years, all these people they were writing about were shaped by what their mother told them when they were 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10. And we hadn't paid attention to that. We know a lot about Napoleon, but what was his mother like? We read, after all, about Moshe, but we know very little about Moshe's mother. All we know is that she couldn't let him go. And the Midrash tells us that she was responsible for the birth of Moshe because his father had given up. So what we are celebrating is something that we can't say, but we all know. That voice inside your head, inside your heart, the first voice that you heard in a lullaby, probably before you were born. And then night after night after night. Let me tell you a story about a mother's voice where you don't get to hear the mother's voice, but it is the most powerful story I know of how mothers saved their children. After the Holocaust, the Jewish community knew that many children had been hidden in convents, and they were growing up as Christian in these convents, and they wanted to go and find which children were Jewish. Boys and girls. Some had been circumcised, but some hadn't, out of fear. And of course, with girls, you couldn't tell. And they had to figure out, how are we going to tell which are the Jewish children? So they sent workers all through the convents of Eastern Europe, and they gathered together the children, and this is what they did. They stood in front of them, and they went, Shema Yisrael. And all the children whose mothers had sung the Shema to them night after night said, Adonai Eloheinu. And they knew those were the Jewish children. Our mother's voice may disappear from the pages of history, but never from inside ourselves. And it saves us as a people and as children over and over again. So their efforts are not lost. Their love is not gone. We remember them. We hold them. We listen to their voices inside our hearts. And we bless them. Shabbat shalom.